rise and join us in worship. We're just taking this intentional stance to start, but please feel free to move about however you feel led. The altars are open. You can kneel, lift your hands. You can move to sitting if that's what you would choose. We just ask for intentionality in this time of worship.
Declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. Though these are the days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sword, still we are the voice in the desert crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun at the trumpet call. So lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. And these are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest. The fields are as white in the world, and we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun at the trumpet call. So lift your voice, it's a year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun at the trumpet call. So lift your voice, it's a year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. There is no God like Jehovah, 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 there is no God like Jehovah. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun at the trumpet call. So lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun at the trumpet call. So lift your voice, it's a year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes.
Yes, Lord, it is the year of Jubilee, and so we praise you, God. We join you in declaring your goodness all over the earth.
Corinthians 3:16 asks, do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you?
And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. Romans 8:11.
The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Romans 8:16.
Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Romans 12:1.
Open up my eyes in wonder.
Jesus, you are the firmest foundation that we could stand upon. So we choose to fix our eyes upon you this morning.
So, High King of Heaven, we honor you as King this morning. And we ask that you would open our eyes that we might have vision to see, revelation to see as you see. And that you might pour out your grace upon us in such a way that we would live according to what you reveal to us. That your kingdom would come and your will be done here on this earth as it is in heaven in an increasing way. For the glory of the High King of Heaven, we pray. Speak to our hearts now by your word, through your word, by your spirit. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. And as you are seated, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed now for children's church. And I would invite everyone else, if you have a Bible, to open it to Matthew chapter 6, first book of the New Testament, Matthew chapter 6. Brad started us last week on our 40 days of prayer, talking about prayer as worship. Grateful for his ministry in that way to our church family. And today we talk on the subject of prayer as kingdom partnership. Prayer as kingdom partnership. Last week we